Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Sean, who owns a real estate syndication company that now has over 5,000 apartment units. That's absolutely insane throughout Arizona, California, and Salt Lake City, Utah. We're going to be bringing him on, finding out where the best area is to invest, how he was able to get now over 5,000 units in really just about 3 years, how he was able to build up this business. So anyway, let's just not waste any more time. Let's bring him on and see how he did it. So, Sean, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hey, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
You got it. You got it. So what's up?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Actually, in the middle of it closing today, we're selling a 155-unit apartment complex in Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice.
Called the Tides on Broadway. Yeah, okay. We actually bought it last year, and we're quick flipping it after about 16 months for about $7 million of profit. So I feel pretty good.
That's amazing. So I have a note here that you were able to purchase 4,700 apartment units in 3 years.
Yes, we're actually up to 5,200 now. We just tied up two new deals in the past 2 weeks. So
okay.
We've been on a bit of a spree.
So how does that work? How do you do that?
So I used to work at a private equity fund here in LA called Benedict Canyon Equities. And, I was doing a lot of the portfolio management. I was doing a lot of the acquisitions work. And one day I thought to myself, I was like, hey, I'm doing a ton of work here and I see there's a lot of money to be made in apartments. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go spin off and do this on my own. So my buddy and I, he actually worked at a different sister company called True America. We both spun off and left in 2016 to go start our own company called Tides Equities. Mm-hmm. So since then, we both, obviously apartments are all over the country, but we focused on a market that we really thought had a lot of upward growth, right? That had a lot of rent growth, had a lot of population growth projections, had a lot of wage growth projections, all the fundamental metrics of the growth projections for Phoenix in particular, a market that we decided to go in, were top five in the nation. So we spun off, bought our first deal. It was a 49-unit deal in Arcadia. It was for $3.2 million. We spent about $1 million in renovations. Total project cost was just over $4 million. And we raised the money through syndication, right? Through friends and family. We had 31 investors. Someone put in as small as $5,000. Someone put in as much as $200,000, right? Mm-hmm. We had a pool of investors, put it together. We renovated the asset, rebranded it to the Tides, right? Our company's Tides Equity. So we rebrand all of our apartments to the Tides of Arcadia, the Tides of Scottsdale, the Tides of Tempe, what have you. So we've built sort of a brand image over the past few years in Phoenix in particular. And in the past, we sold that deal, call it 8 months ago after 18 months of ownership. And we bought it for 3.2, put in about $1 million into it. So 4.2 all in, we sold it for 6.4. So, I mean, with leverage, right, you're looking at over a 2x multiple to investors in 18 months, which is pretty mind-boggling when you compare that to not only other real estate investments, but the stock market and other types of alternative investments in general. So we're like, hey,
right. We're
really onto something. So,
quick question. For a real estate syndication, if someone's investing $5,000, is everyone an accredited investor, or how does that work with regulation?
Yeah, so you only take $5,000 from family, someone that you know is not going to see you, right? If they're not an accredited investor, you don't want to take their money, and someone who's putting in $5,000 is not an accredited investor, right? So if you're going to take outside investment, you need someone that is an accredited investor, and typically they're cutting checks for $100,000 plus, right? So
right.
If you're going to take money from an unaccredited investor, definitely don't take it from someone that is not a family member that's very
now,
close
is that,
to you
that
is
you
that
know. Is that a loophole, though? Is that a loophole where it's like family members are cool investing a small amount? Or is it just like you know they're not going to sue you in case something goes wrong?
Exactly. It's just they're not going to sue you if something goes wrong.
Fair enough. Basically,
if the deal goes sideways, you don't want them to come after you. Right?
Fair
and hopefully
enough.
Your uncle's not going to come after you.
So you're just careful about who you select if they invest lower amounts, that they are friends or family, family.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Got
I mean,
it.
If they're friends, then I make sure they're accredited, right? And
yeah.
It's tough, as a 28-year-old in LA, a lot of your friends aren't necessarily accredited investors. Sometimes mm-hmm. they have to have their parents invest on behalf of them, et cetera. But
okay.
You got to make sure you have that liability covered.
Okay. So you bought this one, you sold it, and then how many investors got in the next one?
So I sort of jumped ahead, right? So we bought many buildings before we sold this one, but sort of a month into this, we're like, hey, we're getting massive projections, right? So rents in place are about $700. It's all one beds in Phoenix, right? So whole dollar rents are much lower than here in LA. And we were projecting pops of $200. We were projecting $900, and we're actually getting $1,100. So we're like, wow, we're really onto something here. Let's replicate this. So the next deal we bought was actually a month later, 24 units in Scottsdale, and we renamed that one the Tides of Scottsdale. And then 3 months later, We got the Tides at 40th Street. That was 43 units in East Arcadia, and we renamed that one the Tides at East Arcadia. So we started off by doing small ones, and those were all just syndications, right? Friends and family. I mean, I'm in real estate and private equity, so I know a lot of sales brokers on, you know, the institutional side. I know a lot of debt brokers. I just know people that are like, hey, I trust you. I think you're a smart young guy. I'll throw you 100K. Let's see what you can do with it. So just sort of pulling money together, I sort of syndicated my first few. And then after I got my first few, I have a track record of buying. I can show potential equity funds and bigger, you know, obviously once you start buying smaller deals, the goal is to buy bigger deals, right? Mm-hmm. So after buying the first few small ones, you built a little track record. I have contacts from my previous life, other private equity funds that I've worked with, other family offices, other high net worth individuals, et cetera. And I sort of started approaching them. I'm like, hey, I have a 100 unit deal I want to buy, but I can't syndicate this, right? That's going to take forever. I'm going to need 100 investors to do this. So what I do is do joint venture agreements with these equity funds, right? As you're going to 100 unit deals, 200 unit deals, 300 unit deals, you want to not have hundreds of investors and syndicate. I mean, there's groups out there that do this. It's just a huge pain in the butt. Right. So we started partnering up. It definitely wasn't easy as a younger guy. I was 26 at the time, right? To get these guys to trust you, to cut you, you know, $5 to $10 million check on a deal. But, you know, you run them through the business plan. You say, hey, these are the comps. These are the rents that we're getting at our deals. These are the rents that we're projecting. These are the expense comps, right? These are the sales comps in terms of going in basis. These are the sales comps for when you're going to sell to deal. This is what we're going to exit at, right? So you present them all this info and, you know, they bite off on it if it's actually a credible story. And thankfully it was in Phoenix. You know, the rent growth has seen 8% year over year for the past 3 years. Like, yeah. The fundamental numbers are astounding. So we were able to partner up and buy a couple, you know, slightly bigger deals, a couple 100 unit deals. And since then, we've sort of built a little name for ourselves, and we've been buying, you know, 200-300 unit deals at a time. And over the past 3 years, we've amassed just over 5,200 units over the past 3 years, and that's roughly 27 different apartment complexes. The smallest one being, now we've sold out some of the smaller ones. So the smallest one we have currently is about 65 units, and the biggest one we have is 488 units.
Got it. And what is your fee? What do you like? How do you make money from this? You're syndicating for all these other people. How does your own income translate into this? Do you take a fee? Is there a percentage? What happens when it sells? How does that work?
No, that's a great question. So typically you get an upfront acquisition fee. Depending on the size of the deal, it can be anywhere from 1% all the way down to 50 basis points, right? If it's a $20 million deal, people will be more willing to give you 1%. If it's a $50 million deal, they're probably not going to want to give you 1%. They'll probably give you anywhere from 50 to 75 basis points. Okay. So it's sort of a sliding scale. And then the real money, though, I mean, the fee money is nice, but the real money is made on the sale, right? So it's on the profit sharing. So we have typical waterfall structures with all these equity partners. And what we do is there's a preferred return. That's sort of the minimum threshold. Usually it's an 8%. Some groups have more expensive money and they charge all the way up to 12%, right? So let's just take 8% for now. Let's assume it's an 8% preferred return. And then after I give the investor who gave me, let's say $10 million, an 8% preferred return, then it splits, just to keep it simple, 60-40. They get 60% of every dollar and I get 40% of every dollar, right? So let's say I sell a deal after 2 years and it's a 30% return to them, right? A 30% IRR, a compounded return. After they get their 8%, I get 40% of every dollar, right? So that is where the real money is made, and that you're promoting off of your investors' money. And again, it's a win-win, because if I don't get them their 8% return, I don't make a cent. I just make my acquisition fee, right? But if I do really well in the deal and I hit it out of the park, then I'm rewarded for them being rewarded, right? So it really aligns incentives, and it's a really good structure that, I mean, pretty much every equity fund follows this sort of structure.
Now, what about the rents? What about the rents? Do you get a percentage of rents that come in? Because I can imagine 5,200 apartments, that's a lot of money. That must be how many millions a month is that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely good rental income. And we get an asset management fee for sort of overseeing the asset management. We have an asset management team here in LA, and we oversee all the properties. And we get about 1% of total revenues, and that's just purely as an asset management fee. And that's to oversee the renovation schedule, how many units we're doing a month. That's to oversee, you know, the property managers and the leasing agents to make sure that they're renting at the right rents, that the marketing sources are all correct. All that good stuff.
Got it. So you get 1%, 1% of rents for all the work that goes into that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So where are you investing right now? Like, where do you see, because you know all of these markets more than I do in terms of out of state. I know LA really well. And you talk about Arcadia. I get that. What about other areas? Like, where are you putting your money right now? And where do you think has potential in the future? Like the next 5 years, what do you think?
Yeah, no, great question. So our top three markets right now are obviously Phoenix is number one.
Okay.
Number two is Salt Lake City, surprisingly. And number three is the Inland Empire, actually, right here in Southern California in the San Bernardino Valley. We just tied up our biggest deal to date, $73 million. We're non-refundable on it. We're going to close October 23rd. That's a 366-unit deal. It's in between the Redlands and Riverside. And that's our first deal, actually, outside of Phoenix that we tied up.
Now let me ask you this. Let's start with Phoenix. Why Phoenix?
Yeah, no, great question. So we get asked this often, and the reason is the fundamental growth metrics, right? So job growth, wage growth, population growth. So last year, 81,500 new people moved to Phoenix, and they only built about 20,000 apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 60,000 apartment unit under supply. And sure, there's obviously the Class B value add stuff, but we sort of do our renovation scope and take it to the next level. We're seeing these incomes are continuing to rise and increase. So instead of doing the standard 5K unit renovation, my partner and myself, we go in there, we're like, hey, I think we can take this to 10K unit, 12K unit, you know, really deck out the interiors, do nice high-end quartz countertops, do stainless steel appliances, do subway tile backsplash, do nice upgraded plank flooring, et cetera, right? Instead of doing, you know, the spray countertops, the black appliances, you know, not really touch the flooring, leave carpet, right? So there's a lot of that old dated stuff, and then there's brand new product. There's nothing in that sort of middle space. So we're like, hey, there's a 60,000 bed under supply. Let's give these residents what they want. And we're seeing that most of the people that move there are millennials, right? 25 to 34. They don't want to live in some 50-year-old building that's falling apart, and they can't afford the brand new Class A stuff that's being built. So we've sort of created this middle market space, and we've been seeing a lot of demand for it, particularly from the millennials and people that are moving from, you know, the Bostons, the New Yorks of the world, where they're paying $2,500 for a one bed. We give them $1,100 one bedroom unit that's renovated and looks nice. They bite it up.
So Sean, thank you so much for this. This is really enlightening. This is cool to be able to talk to someone else who I feel like knows more than I do on some of these markets, because I'm always curious about like where else can you invest your money. And I feel like this really, I think, can help out a lot of people who are just wanting to invest out of state or don't know really where to put their money. This, I think, is phenomenal in terms of location. So I really appreciate this, man, and super interesting.
Yeah, man. Happy to be on, and I appreciate your time. And as always, appreciate talking to everyone.
You got it, man. Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right, bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe button, notification bell, go ahead and add me on Instagram. I post it pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, we got a private Discord in the description if you guys want to add yourself to that. We have a few hundred members on at any given point in time. So if you want to add yourself, just go and do that. Thank you again for watching, and until next time.